I'm Tree King, and in the studio today, Mr. Lloyd Lewis, president and CEO of the ARC Thrift Stores. He's making a huge difference in our community. Now, Mr. Lewis has been nominated as CEO of the Year by Colorado Biz Magazine and one of Denver's most admired CEOs in 2021 by the Denver Business Journal, a recipient of the Civil Rights Award, and received the World Citizenship Award in 2022 from the International Civitans, just to name a few of his many awards. Wow. He is on a crusade to promote a new way to think about inclusion and diversity. One of the state's largest social enterprises, nonprofits, employers of persons with intellectual developmental disabilities, recyclers, and relief organizations. Good morning, Lloyd. It is joyous to have you in my presence. Thank you for being on KUVO Community Great. Connection.
Great to be with you, Tree. I've been looking forward to this, and you have a beautiful studio, and I love what you do here and love the music, and it's just great to be here with you.
Thank you so much. Well, first, let me say congratulations to you, recently celebrating your 19th year at the ARC Thrift Stores.
Thank you. It's been an honor. It's been a privilege in my life. I started after the birth of my son, Kennedy, who has Down syndrome, and I decided I would commit my life to making a better world for people like Kennedy and people, all around this state. So it's been a real joy and privilege to be part of this great organization.
That's wonderful. Let me ask you, so why did you join ARC? What brought you to ARC?
What brought me to ARC is the mission of ARC. We are now the largest funder of advocacy for people with intellectual disabilities in the state, people who have Down syndrome, autism, cerebral palsy, all forms of intellectual disability. We are also the largest employer of people with intellectual disabilities in this state. One of our favorite employees is your own son, Miles, who is just an amazing employee and brings such a spirit of generosity and love to his store. And, he's a lot more popular than me. So we love Miles. We love Miles.
Thank you. All right. Well, you're on a crusade to promote the new way to think about inclusion and diversity. Tell us what you think that looks like.
Well, we pride ourselves on diversity in our company. We're a company that really is committed to having as diverse a workforce as we can possibly have. People of all different, races and political beliefs and religious beliefs and gender and LGBT, et cetera. But one of the things that we're also emphasizing is employing people with intellectual disabilities. Unfortunately, 80% of people who have an intellectual disability are unemployed. We think that's wrong. We think that is an oversight on the part of employers. They bring so much to our workforces, so much to our companies. And that's something that we're very committed in changing.
That is wonderful. And more people need to reach out and at least try to bring someone in.
When I started at ARC in 2005, we had 10 employees with intellectual disabilities out of a total workforce of 500. Today, I'm proud to say that we have nearly 500 wonderful employees with intellectual disabilities out of a workforce of about 2,000. And we have had record years throughout my entire tenure. They've really helped the company. They're very positive. They love to contribute. They love to work in teams. They inspire their fellow employees. And we have increased our earnings by tenfold. And I attribute half of that success to these wonderful employees.
That's wonderful. And they love to go to work.
They hate to miss work, as you may know from your son.
Yes.
We could have 2 feet of snow on the ground and they want to come into work. And they believe if they're sick and if they don't show up at the store is going to collapse and not be able to make it through the day. They very much are inspirational to their fellow employees, and they have like 0% turnover. So if you're an employer out there and you're having trouble hiring people and retaining people, we have the answer for you. Hire people with intellectual disabilities.
That is amazing and a wonderful crusade. So I love the slogan, "Feels great to donate." And I donate very often, obviously, and I love shopping at the ARC. I've come up with some incredible outfits, as you can see. And what happens to the things, items that you can't use at the stores?
Almost every item donated to us generates revenue to support our mission of funding advocacy for people with intellectual disabilities. And if something isn't sold in our store, it actually goes around the world and helps people in developing countries who might not otherwise afford to buy clothing or other household goods. So literally everything that's donated helps the cause, helps people around the world. If you see someone in another country wearing a LeBron jersey, that might have come from our store. That might have come from our store. Although I'm not a Lakers guy. I'm more of a Nuggets guy. So, but it's just fun that everything donated gets to generate revenue for the cause.
That's wonderful to be able to share that with the world. I mean, globally, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we help hundreds of nonprofits all across the country. We help nonprofits around the world. We are a very large relief organization. We've collected 4 million pounds of food during my tenure to support people in need. We have donated maybe $10 million in vouchers to people in need in this state. We're a large environmental organization. We do 3 to 5 relief efforts every week. And with our resources, there's practically nothing someone could ask us for that we can't help them with, whether they need mattresses. We employ immigrants, refugees, people from homeless shelters, people addressing substance abuse issues. We are truly a second chance employer, including reentry from incarceration. And we love to use our resources just to help as many people as we can.
It's wonderful to help others, isn't it? Such a good feeling in the heart.
Yeah, that's where the feel great thing comes from. Because when you donate to us, you need to feel great because you're helping a lot of people in need. You're helping a lot of people in need.
People that you don't even know are being helped because of the ARC thrift stores. Now, I heard you were named Best Buddies Grand Champion of the Year in 2022. Now, that's a personal pride for you. Want to explain that one?
I'm very proud of that. Best Buddies is a wonderful international organization founded by a member of the Kennedy Shriver family, Anthony Shriver. They operate around the world, and they create friendships for people like Miles and Kennedy with typical peers. Kennedy has his own best buddy, Ace. And they talk every week, and they get together a couple times a month and go to Red Robins and go to the movies. And it's just a very cool organization that celebrates friendships between people with disabilities and people who are typical. And they do a large gala every year. And Kennedy and I were fortunate to be named Best Buddies Grand Champions. And that's all due to Kennedy, by the way. That's all due to Kennedy.
That's marvelous. And, of course, Kennedy is your son.
He is my
who
son.
Is always up on Facebook showing his style. I saw his country style last week. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, Kennedy got up to go to his school one morning last week and for some reason decided to be a cowboy. So he had the hat and he had the boots. And it wasn't hello, it was howdy partner. And you never know what he's going to come up with. Sometimes he's Harry Potter. Sometimes he's a Star Wars character. He's a very, he loves to dress up. And I know another ambassador of ours who loves to dress up. That would be your son. That would be your son. And your son is very stylish in his store.
He loves to dress up. This is true.
And I love looking at his Facebook posts where he's out on the town and he's wearing a special outfit and he's having fun. And that's my wife's favorite store, the store he works in. And
I think
part of the reason for that is your son.
Oh, that's great.
She loves going into that store.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Lloyd, do you have anything else you'd like to share about the ARC Thrift Store?
Just that we really appreciate how generous the public is. We appreciate your donations. We appreciate you shopping our stores, knowing you make a tremendous difference for people who deserve your support. And I just appreciate what you do here and with your son and the difference you make. And I thank you for sharing your son with us.
Oh, thank you, Lloyd. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, I know it is, to join me today for KUVO Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feel seen and heard. We are KUVO Jazz.